Hey, St. Louisans, are you feeling down about Stan taking the Rams to L.A.? Well, the Slam the Rams specials are going on this football season at participating area Hotshots locations. Every time the Rams give up a touchdown, you win big with discounts on domestic pitchers, offensive touchdowns, defensive touchdowns, even special teams touchdowns. When the Rams lose, you win. With 11 area locations, there's always a Hotshots near you. Hotshots is proud to be home of the St. Louis sports fans and your home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
TMA Live is taped before a live studio audience. Welcome to the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Charlie Marlowe, and Jay Randolph Jr. Live from Hot Shots in St. Charles, broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM. And InsideSTL.com.
Doug, here we are again. It's another TMA Live. Look at all the Patriots.
Yeah, boy, this is a special kind of Hoosier out here.
We are live at the Hot Shots in St. Charles. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and Doug. Over on my left is Charlie Marley, works at the Two Fox.
I saw him sitting over there. Hello, Chuck.
What's up, guys? Nobody clapped for me at all. How about that?
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie
Marlowe.
Not
one clap. That's pity. I don't want pity applause.
On Charlie's left, Doug, is Jennings Randolph Jr.
I saw him as well. Hello, Charlie.
Doug, you look so good as usual.
Well, I was kind of coming from a real job.
Well, I understand.
It's a beautiful sport coat.
Speaking of real jobs, here's a man with many of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the Plow Cub.
Hello, Plowsy.
Also here this evening, his stock is skyrocketing. Iggy is back on this radio program.
Where? I don't see him.
He's down there.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And the sea monster's on the ones and twos. Woo. He wants no attention, but my God, he keeps the whole thing together. Ladies and gentlemen, the sea monster. Andy Hanselman is the voice you hear. So many people are going to be here this evening, Charlie. It's magical to think that Timberfake, Mike Lee, Larry Nickel, Big Al, and maybe even Tony Lee and Beavis are all going to be in the same room. And there he is right there, Doug Larry Nickel.
Oh, I see him over there.
And Larry, come on up here.
Let's see. Yes, sir.
We might need to do a Moses Red Sea situation here.
He's wearing a nice apron.
A nice apron.
Doug, what does that say?
Robin, feed me.
Clip that off.
Robin, feed me.
Nixie.
Larry is already grabbing the microphone, which means he's already had a little nip of the cooking sherry.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I did, Tim.
Larry, that's a sharp look on you, the Robin Feed Me look.
Yeah, that's what Dougie's doing every time he gets on a video.
All right, knock it off, fella. Where did you get the apron?
It's only here at the merchandise table. It's only $20.
Sure. Oh, we're selling it.
I didn't know we were monetizing.
Nicely done.
Good. It's always got to be about a revenue stream, Jennings. We're finding new revenue streams. Well, it looks good. It's a Robin Feed Me apron. And can you turn around and let the audience see what you look? Look at that.
Yes,
look. Wouldn't that be nice?
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Take that home to mom.
Yep. Plowhawk, there's a lot of people taking points. Look, Buck Swope is here, and he's taking pictures.
Oh, I saw the shutter spook. Hello, Buck.
Best.
How about
new show.
Does anybody like Swope's picks?
Best new show.
Oh, my
town.
God. He just touched you.
I know. Both hands this time.
Mm. Larry, have you listened to Swope's picks?
I like Swope's picks.
There it is. Larry's on board.
Although, I like something else on this show.
What's that?
Foot Fetish Friday.
Wow, Larry. Yes, sir.
Jennings. I'm sorry. This is your show. Go ahead.
His fetish is so mild.
Yeah.
It's not worth mentioning, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, more of an admiration.
Barely registered.
I can't believe people even talk about it.
Larry, have you seen Mike Lee here? He's dressed in a distinct outfit.
Yeah. Where is Mike Lee, by the way?
Stand up, Mike.
He's working the dais. Yeah. Look at him right there, Doug.
Hello, Mike.
Also, we got to thank the title sponsor of this very presentation.
Yep.
By the way, you guys need to get your mortgages down the tooth. You want to know how?
Yeah. How?
You need to see Ryan Kelly.
Yeah.
He is the homeowner expert. Mm-hmm. If you want, you can call him by calling 314-781-9700. Or you can visit him online at thehomeownerexpert.com.
Right.
Nicely done, Larry.
Larry. It's like he's reading off a prompter, Jennings, but it was a total ad-lib, the whole thing.
He's strong. That's all he is.
Cross
strong.
One of the live reads off the list. There.
Yep, that's done. Robin
count.
Kelly is officially
nice going,
done.
Larry.
That was well done, sir. Larry, what are you looking forward to most? There's so many things here tonight. I mean, you have Foot Fetish Friday. I know you enjoy that. You also have Timberfake coming. Are you looking forward to seeing Timberfake this evening?
Ooh, wow. Mixed crowd at best. Mixed.
Polarizing.
Polarizing, indeed. And then Tony Lee might be...
Oh, my God, right as you say it.
Oh, my God, the money man! The money man!
The timing.
Oh, he's slow.
It's like you planned it.
Larry, there he is, and he's shaking a gentleman wearing a Lemmings T-shirt, Doug.
What have you created?
Look at this, how he's immediately flipping people off. Yeah.
He owns the room when he walks in.
He does. Look at this.
Yeah, Mike, the hug.
It's a whole thing. What do we have here now? Now we have... Larry, can you hold the microphone up to this fine gentleman?
What is this, fine gentleman?
What do you have? Larry, get the microphone just a little closer. Oh, my God, look at this. Jennings, a little Titleist action.
Eggs, look at this.
New eggs.
Where's Larry Dendel? I got him surprised.
It's very clear to see
ink
him.
Pens? Very nice. Him. Boy, I could use some ink pens.
Look at this. What a nice deal.
Yes. How about this?
Kit Kats for you.
How you doing, brother?
A party bag of Kit Kats.
Alan, thank you so much. What a nice gentleman.
Nice pickup.
Look at this.
Thank you.
We may use that during Foot Fetish.
Yeah, that could come into play.
Put a Kit Kat in between each
NXT
toe.
NXT tour.
Yes.
Look at this. So already up at the council here, Larry, look at all that's going on already, and we haven't even gotten to the heart of the show.
I know. We one person up here right now.
Timberfake just gave Larry a little...
Fireball.
A little bottle of Fireball.
just what he needs.
we didn't get Mike Lee up here.
Well... Here we go.
Everyone, please feel free to interrupt the show, whatever.
Does he have the nunchucks?
What do you think, Doug?
Give it up for Mike.
Mike Lee, everyone. Look at him. Fresh out of the hospital. He looks wonderful. Mike, would you like to say anything?
I say thank you for everybody for what they're doing for me.
Oh, my God. What a gesture.
Nice, Mike.
Well, the listeners love you, Mike.
How are you feeling? You had the surgery, right? You feeling all right?
Back here, right?
He's
here.
Got a big scar.
Have you?
Doctor said I could ride my bike now. I'm going back to work.
Oh,
and it's a brand new bike that the listeners were kind enough to pay for, a brand new red bike. I hear tell.
Yeah.
We're doing a mic switch, the Plow Cub, making a mic switch. Sometimes that'll happen.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. Huh?
I drink Starbucks coffee.
Do you?
What
that's
else?
Nice. Make my ass ass.
Okay, that's enough.
Your wife kissed my ass.
All right, pat him down. Yes. Pat him down.
Oh, he just dropped the mic.
Yes.
Mic drop.
Yes.
I'm going to have to use the flip side of this
suspension
sheet, if you don't mind.
Got him.
Mike Lee has been suspended.
How many days, Doug?
2 days' time, and his name will be transferred into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension logule tomorrow.
This Larry, are you just going to pony up here all night in the Robin Feed Me apron?
Yeah, if we can get a hot-looking female to bother feed me some chicken wings.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You're begging now.
He was asking. I don't think
people
he was
have
begging.
To get, people have to get drunk before that kind
or
of thing
or a Kit Kat.
Yeah. Would you like a Kit Kat spit into your mouth, sir?
I want to do the High Shot Hot Wings.
All right. Now, is Timmy the Tickler here? Because he's an Illinois guy, and it was Timmy the Tickler's wife who Robin fed you last time. So you got to find a lady to Robin feed you, or maybe a hot guy.
I have a good idea.
What?
I have a good idea. What if one of our favorites, Tawny,
there's Tawny.
She happens to be here, and if we need a female to rob and feed Larry, all I'm saying is, I mean, you've been a part of the show.
You really have been, Tawny.
The white collar gangster would love it.
He would love it.
Ray King.
Ray King is here also.
Oh,
Doug.
Sure. Yeah.
The We Are Live guys just showed up.
Look at the We Are Live crew. How about We Are Live?
Travis Claus.
I'm on board with that show. The We Are Live, you're a We Are Live guy, aren't you, Larry?
Yeah. Oh, Hannah.
Uh-oh, here we go. did you just call for Hannah?
Did you just summon her?
Yeah.
Yes, I did, Tim.
Hannah, would you like to make your way to the front? No, she would not, but
no,
she probably
no.
will because she's a wonderful sport. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hannah Yates of We Are Live. Come on up, Hannah.
Come on.
Because Larry,
come on!
This is her worst nightmare come true.
Oh
right
no! And
here.
Timberfake is waiting right at the end of the aisle.
This is the first time I've gotten to see her.
Oh, and I see what Jay's doing.
Wow!
Larry, this is Hannah. Have you met?
That's how she dresses for the show.
Hey, what's up,
Hannah? I would run out the door just as fast as you can go.
Don't tell her what to do.
Well, I just want to watch out for her.
What?
Just be nice.
Now,
be
has
nice.
Hannah
be nice.
Has Hannah met Timberfake in person?
Let's make this happen because I want to witness it firsthand. Timberfake, Hannah, let's make this meeting happen, because if she doesn't book Nelly on We Are Live, you guys will be going on a date. Timberfake, this is Hannah. Hannah, this is Timberfake.
Nice
gonna
firm
happen.
Handshake.
Right.
She's trying to keep her distance.
Oh.
God, did you notice any chemistry?
Seemed like they hit it off nicely.
Sparks. I can feel it.
And
I can feel the energy.
Mike Lee is coming.
Absolutely.
I feel like this is
she's got to meet the whole family.
This is like the Thriller video.
Give
she's
him a hug.
Michael Jackson.
Give
there's
him
just a bunch
hug.
Of creepy zombies
give
making their
him
way.
A hug.
Oh, my God.
Hey, usually I'm, you know... I'm usually like they like that, you know, you clip it off. Usually I'm a gentleman, not what do they say? I'm not a gentleman, I'm a whore. Whatever I said, but I'm usually a gentleman, man.
There it is.
Hey, no. I'm the money man. I'm Sax Lewis, baby.
All right. We're 10 minutes in. It's turned into a creep fest already.
Didn't take long, Jennings.
What
and
did
we
you
haven't
expect?
Even gotten a foot.
And, oh, my God. Look what's happening.
What? Oh, my.
Somebody get a picture.
Where's Big
run.
L security?
Oh,
run.
Man.
Where's I got
Big
one last thing to say.
Gracious.
Mike, I hope he doesn't find out.
Doug, it's getting away from us. We're in the early going.
Yeah.
It's like a Jaime Garcia start. It kind of hit the skins in the early part of the game.
All right. Somebody from We Are Live, help Hannah.
Yeah,
come on. Somebody come down. Travi. Travi Claus.
Yeah, where is Gainsey?
Does Inside STL have an HR department?
Yeah, it's the
plow boy.
He's right down there. Well, it's wonderful to have everybody here at Hot Shots in St. Mm-hmm. Charles. Larry, I love the apron. It looks sharp. And I guess you'd like to say something again.
No, I'm going to hand off to the Plowhawk.
He's already got a mic. All right.
Nice job, Larry. Nice job. Nice job, Nixie.
Yes. We need a microphone. Okay, we need a microphone in Timberfake.
We have no control over this show at all.
No.
Go ahead.
All right, all right.
Were you expecting to?
Here we go. All right, McKernan. Sexy Doug Vaughn. All right. I need everybody here to start clapping, all right? Come on, the sex show's here. Give the sex show some love. Give the sex show some love, baby.
Oh, they're starting to boo, though. That would ruin your step.
Give the sex show some love, baby.
There's Larry in an apron behind you. There it is. I don't need another microphone.
I'll keep it for later.
All right. Doug, I like where we are in the early going.
This is our show. This is all there is to it, really.
Strong start.
Yeah, I like it. It's out of the gate. All right, so here's what we got going here, because this is wonderful, Jennings.
Yep.
It's the TMA Live at Hot Shots presented by Bud Light and Tullamore Dew. One of the things we do at these TMA Lives is the Plow Cub walks around the audience, and it's an open forum in which the listeners can ask anything they want. And it's a press conference of sorts, so anything is welcome. So that's how we start off the show. Doug, that's your favorite part of the whole thing, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I wasn't listening already. My mind is taking me to another place.
What's that?
But just anywhere but here. But you go ahead.
Iggy has done a new game for us that the listeners get to participate in. It's called Nude or Prude.
Oh.
Plowhawk, do you know the basis for this game?
Testing, 1, 2. All right, cool.
You're not that bad this early, are you?
No, I'm right. Chilling.
Yes, he is.
Anyways, I'll have one of those Kit Kats, by the way, too.
I bet you will.
Pass them out.
All right, I will. The premise of the game, I think, is to name off actresses, or are we doing actors as well, that have gone nude
Doug,
in a movie?
I don't care.
Doug.
I don't know if we're doing just actresses, actors, or both, but we name off a celebrity. Have they been nude in a movie? Yay or nay, and then we will give the answer. I think that's it.
But who's playing?
I don't know. People in the
so
crowd.
You've been,
seems
like you've been working on this.
Yeah, very well thought out. You're just at random, you're going to pick names? How do you know for sure?
I'm sure we got raffle tickets or we can have people walk up. No, you know, it's really a free forum for anything.
But how do you know if the information is accurate?
I don't know.
You're just going to say yes or no to random questions?
Yep.
Albert Pujols just hit a home run.
Oh, my God. It actually happened. Doug, what is that, 33?
Something like that. He's had a pretty good year.
I have the game right here.
Okay.
It's actually, Jennings, it's put together. It's right there.
Very nice.
So we have that. We have Nude or Prude. The listeners get to play with that. And it's Nude or Prude with Iggy.
Yep.
And that's, of course, in reference to his trips to hedonism. And that'll be coming your way. Slam the Rams. Now, Hot Shots has a great promotion going here that when the Rams lose, you get discounted food and drink at Hot Shots. So we are going to allow the listeners to come up and give a 30-second hot take why they hate Stan Kroenke and or Kevin Demoff or whatever else, and whoever gives the best take wins that one. We have TMA trivia, some of the best trivia from the years gone by. The listeners get to participate in that. And then, Jennings, we cap it off with really the signature segment. It is Foot Fetish Friday.
It is, and I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, wow,
I think we're
going to
have. You know, the Manchester one about 6 weeks ago.
Right.
We had some very interesting ladies.
We had a walk-in who was on her way to Nippon-te,
yep.
And then her husband steered her into Hot Shots.
Absolutely.
And she won.
She won, and she was fine. I've already seen a couple of the things we'll be dealing with tonight.
The things we'll be dealing with.
Yep, yep, and I'm excited. I'm excited.
Now, who do we have? Do you know who's...
I believe that Adrian's wife is going to be involved.
Adrian's wife.
I believe... Some people that work at the golf course, Normandy, are bringing some people for it. And then Iggy, you never know. I mean, we could have Amber Lynn.
Amber Lynn could be in attendance. So that is coming your way as well. Plus, the crew from We Are Live is going to be up here, and they're going to join us as well. And we don't know, the mystery of the whole event is, will Tony Lee show up, and how will Timberfake handle it to see Tony Lee with her new gentleman lover?
He's running to a microphone. Oh,
no. He's going
to
let you know.
There you go. Here's a microphone.
Like that.
I ain't got no worries, man. That's my second. Like, that's my old girl. Like, I respect her, but, like, I'm on a bigger and better thing.
Now, no scraps with you and the guy that she's with, right?
No.
Do you know this guy?
I'm a gentleman.
Do you know this guy?
Who, Beavis?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's right. Direct TV.
I don't like him, but it's like... When she sees me dressed sexy like this, she's going to want the play baby back. Yeah.
You think so? You think you'll be taking
her? Yeah, I run this shit, man.
Once again, I can't say the S word.
Oh, I forgot we were live on air.
That's extra work for the staff.
We are live to tape.
I'm the money man.
See, Master, all he has is notebook for the FCC violations over there.
Well, I forgot about that. I just thought, but yeah, I'm not worried about Tony Lee. Like, them are the type of girls I pull, though. I get the sexiest girls you know. And you witnessed it at Lou Fest.
I did see it in action, Doug. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. I've seen it firsthand.
Well, look at the shirt he's wearing.
Doug Vaughn sent me a sexy inbox. He goes, you and Tony Lee will be back together.
You're made for each other, the two of them. Yeah, but it sounds
not
like...
Not that even won her, but we'll see.
Too.
I mean,
you do.
I don't know. I respect her. She's a sexy girl. She's a classy girl. She's cool.
All right. But no scraps with the gentleman she's
No,
with.
No.
Right.
Never. I'm a gentleman.
Dougie,
I'm going to get my sexy drink on and hit on all... You heard what happened to me with the last Hot Shot waitress, right?
No.
Uh-uh. What happened?
Where's Jay Boyd at?
Do not get the sponsors involved.
Oh, no. Because of you guys, you got me late at the last Hot Shot.
Looks like the sponsors have just gotten involved.
The waitresses. They love me.
The waitresses love
me. They love the sex show. They love the money man. They love the John Stamos of St. Louis.
Have you introduced yourself to the waitresses here?
You saw pictures.
I did. You were kind enough to send me a picture of a bare ass.
That was very kind.
In the morning. That was nice. I hope it was the female. But
hey,
I
want to know, is Ryan Kelly here?
I don't know. What are you going to spit
to? I'm ready to fight the dude. Let's get the sex show going.
I don't believe he's here.
You've been training for the bout?
What's up, Ryan? What's up, Tawny?
Yep.
That's the homies right here.
Yep.
Right here. Don't say right here.
That's blast. We're going to do a sexy shot in a minute.
All right.
All right. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Timberfake kind of defending himself or something or another. Plowhawk, here is your microphone back. Jay, what do you think of that?
Of what just happened? I'd rather hear what Doug thought about it.
Oh, well.
Jay was distracted.
Yes.
What happened, Jennings?
We just got a lot of things happening over here. There's a lot of
fine... Seems like things is the code word.
There's
tonight.
A lot of fine-looking ladies here. I almost feel like there might be lesbianism.
You think there might be lesbianism?
I knew that
here.
Might pique your interest.
Really?
Yep.
Just a hint of it in
yep,
the air?
Yep, just a hint of it.
And that would be something else.
Yep.
You're begging.
I am
no,
begging.
No, just begging.
It's more prominent now than it's ever been.
It is. It's casually accepted.
Yes.
So that's what we have on our Tease Farms Captain's Log here. We have the Plowhawk. He's going to rove the crowd. It's going to be wonderful. We welcome the listeners. You can text in while you're here. It's a new number, Doug. It's 855-CUB-TALK. Okay. 855-282-8255. That's 855-282-8255. And you can text in from inside of Hot Shots in St. Charles. We're doing TMA Live.
Doug, a lot of people say, hey, how you trim your shrubs, bro? And I say, well, I used to just grow this beard out, a wonderful beard. dense shrub. But now I am using Harry's razors, and Charlie, you can get those at HRRYS.com. Go to Harry's.com, and you will see what I am talking about. I had been using a product because why would I switch razors? I never really even thought about it for a very long time. It might even go back to like the earlier part of the 2000s. It just worked for me, and I didn't realize that there are razors such as Harry's razors that have made such a difference in shaving that now you get a much cleaner, smoother shave, and you get it from Harry's. Big razor companies have always made a small change, come out with the, quote, newest version and raising their already high prices. Unlike those guys, Harry's doesn't believe in upcharging, which is why they made their razors even better, and they're keeping prices exactly the same. So here is what we got. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Get your free trial set when you subscribe, and then all you do is pay $3 for shipping. $3 for shipping. Plus, special offer for our listeners. Enter code INSIDESTL. One word, INSIDESTL, at checkout to get a post-shave balm for free with your order. Go to Harry's.com, HARRYS.com right now, and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Use the promo code INSIDESTL. At DraftKings.com, you don't need to come in first place to cash in. The player who finished 800th in Week 1's biggest fantasy football contest took home $100. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest with over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and file the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends, family, and coworkers to find out who the superior GM really is. Whatever your level of fantasy expertise, DraftKings has something for everyone. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now and choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter promo code QUARTERBACK and play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to ask the questions for the press conference? Are you ready for the Plowhawk to enter the audience? Plowhawk, go get him.
Go
all
get
right,
him.
It's time for the TMA press conference. Here we go.
Plowsy!
You just put your hand up and you ask a question. The Plowhawk makes his way over, and any question is welcome. The Plowhawk will make his way to you with his wireless microphone. Plowhawk, get out on the audience.
I think they're scared, Tim.
There's always got to be an icebreaker, but once it happens...
Go over by Brother Abraham and Matt.
He's the vice president of marketing for We Are Love.
Yeah, we're just going to give him the mic and see what he wants to do.
Oh, there's Lefty Jackspear.
I'm a big Lexi Jackson guy.
Sure. Hello, Lexi.
Since day one. Plowhawk has relinquished my... That's Brother Hebert. Brother Hebert, good evening.
I really didn't prepare anything for this. Just,
No, you've been drinking since 3.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right, so we'll ask a question to Jay.
Yes, Brother Hebert.
Jay, if you could have any celebrity dead or alive... opportunity to examine their feet, who would it be?
Wow, great, what a great question.
That's
really
a great
is.
Question. Yeah,
that's fun.
Really
that's
you thought about this.
Yeah, no question. I just think that...
Marilyn Chambers.
No, I've been close to Seika. I think Bo Derek would have unbelievable feet.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a picture?
I have never wiki-feeted her.
You know, there's a site called Wiki
Feet. Yeah.
Janet Reno.
No. But I that's a good question, Brother Hebert. But off the top of my head, Bo Derek.
Bo Derek from the film 10.
Yes. Yeah.
Also strong Tommy answer. Boy.
Yep.
She's like 60 now and still looks fantastic.
Yeah, she's flying. Yeah. She legit flying. Plowhawk, make your way around the crowd. Put your hand up. It looks like Ray King might have a
question. Ray King!
Doug, I noticed Ray King put his hand up and then he winked at the same time, and
no,
I like that.
I don't care for it much.
Ray King, everyone.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Hey, Ray
What's
King.
What's up, brother?
All right, I got a two-parter. First one's for everyone. Second one's for Doug.
All
right. So you know how we went through that whole stipulation how we were going to trade Shattenkirk? Do you think we're going to keep him for the whole season this year, or we're going to dump him before the trade deadline?
Jay, you want that one.
I think he will probably be dealt before the trade deadline. I think it'll be based on his performance, but I think that I thought they might part ways before. So I'll go before the trade deadline.
I agree. I think it'll depend on how the Blues are doing and how he is doing, but They're not going to lose him and not get anything in return.
I expect him to be traded as well, Ray King.
I don't think they'll trade him. They just put a letter on his sweater. He's a rugged rear guard. I don't think they have any intention of trading him, no.
I guess it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, huh?
Yes, sir.
Boy,
set a mouthful. Second question, Doug, I'm going on a float trip this weekend, and I was wondering if you'd float your lips up and suck my ass.
Put it down!
Oh,
yes, put it down!
Wow.
Yes!
That came out of nowhere.
Not from Ray King.
I didn't. Just can't believe it.
Ray King has been suspended.
I thought he was going to ask you about good places to take a float trip.
He's been suspended. Kurt River.
Is that the place?
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name tomorrow will be transferred from this little piece of white paper I have now on to the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension log.
What's the special there tomorrow?
It's a disappointing question.
Special on Friday?
I think it's Welsh rarebit.
Welsh rarebit.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Plowhawk Odie, I see Plow's talking it over at the White Collar Gangster.
Great American over here, Tim. And Tawny used to be an intern. Everything that she learned was from me.
Lower
so.
Your voice, Plow.
I'm sorry. I can't understand how loud I am.
And have a cheeseburger.
You're
cheese.
Really going up to a higher octave tonight.
Look, he can't even keep his eyes open.
White Collar Gangster wants to know if you have any Barry Bonds questions for him.
Doug, any Barry Bonds questions?
When did Barry Bonds first begin taking the steroids?
Allegedly, for
allegedly.
The record. Jay, we've had a problem with that before.
I know. I've been following it.
Yeah. I got to be allegedly. Allegedly.
Since the beginning, Doug.
Since the
allegedly.
Beginning.
Allegedly.
I thought you had more than that, which is why we were asking you stupid questions. Is that it?
Well, this is a great game.
Yeah, boy, this is really taking off.
Doug, what'd you lead with tonight at sports on a Cardinals off day?
Cardinals off day.
You said, hey, guys, the Cardinals are off, and here's the pitching matchup for the weekend?
Pretty much, you know.
Sounds
pretty
good.
Much. It was information you couldn't get anywhere else.
And here's some video of Sean Jay getting a
correct.
Hit in 2012.
Hey, did you guys see that Tim Tebow's first instructional league game is going to be against the Cardinals farmhands?
Wow.
You going to...
Two-fox it?
You covering it?
I would like to.
All right.
Wouldn't you like a nice trip to Florida?
Sure.
I'm sure we won't, but I think it would be fun.
We're getting texts fast and furious from inside the room, and that makes Doug a little uncomfortable when the texters come from inside the room.
Always has.
First time seeing Timberfake in person, he's a skinny little twink of a man. I'm not impressed. That comes from Sean Mahoney's dead eye.
Wow. Wow.
Timberfake has been called out. I don't know where he went.
Who's Sean Mahoney's dead eye? Do we know who he is?
I don't know who he is. They usually don't like to identify. That's Sean Mahoney's dead eye right there.
Oh, wow. Oh, I can see the eye that's a little bit funny. Yeah.
It's like a Bell's palsy.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Sorry.
Doug, are we still on for the second stall at 7:45? Thanks, the Wright City Lemon.
You know what I'm going to suspend you. Wright City Lemon.
Doug has a sweet rump. Thank you. That's the Southside Seaman season ticket holder.
Season
and I like that
holder.
One.
That's a nice one.
Glad I got a lot of paper to work with.
No, that's that. It should. That's not suspend material.
Yes, it was.
That's a compliment.
Nope.
Chuckles needs a new phone, my lord. What's wrong with your phone?
It's kind of cracked.
Oh, it's beat, baby. It's beat. Oh, there's your dog.
It's kind of like 2000.
This is Otis.
That's Otis. Charlie's dog, Otis.
Otis the cockapoo.
They love Otis here at the Hot Shots in St. Charles.
2.5 years old.
Plowhawk, any other questions? He's just kind of mingling.
Plowsy, like, you are so high.
Yeah.
That a boy.
My question is directed towards Doug.
Okay, here we go, Doug.
All right.
Let's imagine that these jeans are cut.
Yes.
Right about here with the pockets hanging out.
Yes. Wow.
Boy shorts.
Would you pay me like one of your French girls?
Ooh.
You know what? That question is going to be suspended.
Why is that?
Wow.
It's a question.
It's a live question.
It's a legitimate question.
What's your name, buddy?
Plowhawk.
That's the Plowhawk.
Plowhawk has been suspended.
I feel like that was kind of like the George Glass naming.
George Glass.
Glass. George Glass. Who has the mic growing up? Mike Lee has the mic.
Yes,
I thought
sir.
He was suspended, or was he not?
He has been.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
You're a big, fat dummy.
All right.
Yes!
Not a lot of nuance to that material, but still brilliant.
This is the radio show. This is it.
Anybody? I noticed that the Plowhawk's significant other, am I correct? I don't know if I'm right on that. It could be awkward.
Got to be careful with those.
Well, she put her head in her hands as the Plowhawk stood and asked you the question.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Probably a good move.
Yeah. There's a certain amount of embarrassment that comes with women who are... And now the Plowhawk's just like sneaking the microphone up
looking
in her face.
Looking for a quote.
She got milk.
Oh, wow.
Get the mic out of Mike Lee's hand.
Look at that gesture, the tongue gesture. Ah, ah, Doug.
What happened? What did I miss?
Jay, did Mike? It's not something you want to see.
No.
Holy mother of God.
Is she here for Foot Fridays Friday?
Oh, God. Hey, stop. Stop. I'll do it.
All right. Here's what we're doing. We're everybody in here. We're going to sing Tim McConnor happy birthday. You ready?
Doug, this thing's a...
Yeah, we've lost control.
He's kind of...
Go ahead.
Maybe Come he can on. Do a show after Swope.
It's his birthday on the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Pick it up a little bit.
Happy birthday
Thank you, Larry.
To you.
Thank you, Timberfake.
Especially from the sack show and the money man. What a great American, though. Happy birthday to
Thank
you, my
you,
man.
Timberfake. I appreciate
Way
that.
Way to go, Tim.
Larry just said, what about my mom?
No.
What in the hell?
How dare you say that I'm here for Foot Fetish Friday?
Whoa, it sounds like Larry's Excuse in the midst me? Of a heel turn.
What'd you say?
What's going on?
He said that the lady that walked in
yeah.
is here for Foot Fetish Friday.
I was asking the question.
That was your mother?
That's my mother.
Oh, Lord.
Oh no.
I didn't insult her. I just asked the question.
Buck Swope is capturing the moment yes. right here.
Awkward.
Larry, it was an accident. You know Charlie loves America right. more
he
than was, anybody next
sure.
to you.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife just asked me why I went for the lesbian orgy. Can you attack Charlie in about 5 minutes?
Could you give us a name that you would want? I'd be curious.
God, I mean, Janine, 5-10 years ago would be the move. Lana Rhodes to me is kind of trending down a bit, you know.
Is that? I'm just going to ask this because some of the listeners are familiar with this person.
Uh huh.
Buck Swope is familiar with this person. Would it turn you on for Janie the lesbian to potentially be involved?
Janie
or
the
are you
lesbian.
Or are you guys too good of friends?
Well,
Janie
the
lesbian,
lesbian.
Too good of friends?
I'm a...
Yeah.
Too good of friends.
Yep.
I'm a big fan
yep.
of Janie the lesbian, but
cool
in a friend
yeah.
way.
Yep.
For my lesbian orgy, I'd like Chasey Lane from 95.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Matt Rocchio just waved on that one.
No question.
Janine Lindemolder from 2005.
Yes, sir.
And I think Keisha Gray from 2016.
Pretty strong.
There is the answer. There is the answer.
So she's only going to have to tackle three other gals.
That's right.
Okay.
And we got a suite in Las Vegas, and all I'm going to do is hide behind some shrubs, and I'll be fine.
And Periscope.
And Periscope for the audience. Well, thank you for that question.
So that's a good question, Anna Marie.
Yeah, thank you so
Great
much.
Great question.
Plowhawk, what were you saying, Anna Marie? Plowhawk? Look at the Plowhawk. He's so effed up.
This show really is horrible.
Well, I was just sitting down. I thought the question would take a little bit longer. So,
I mean, you could wait till you know the show starts and then get going.
Hey, Charlie, can you throw me a Kit Kat? That's from Sean Mahoney's.
Yeah, I was saying. Let's pass them around. I can't eat all of this. I'll take one, but.
Sean Mahoney's Jedi.
Runs
right there. Plowhawk, this gentleman right
God
here.
God bless Jay Boyd. Yes,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, Tim. Cousin Mike. Here.
This is my cousin Mike. Second cousin Mike.
Cousin Mike.
That's right.
How are you, my man?
Hello, Mike.
This man is a missionary in Honduras, is what he is. He takes care of the poor in Honduras, and yet somehow we're related.
He's tall, too, Tim.
I know. What happened?
Oh.
How you doing?
It's great to see you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
I just made it. I got completely lost.
You just came in from Honduras to go to St. Charles.
Exactly.
Jay, there's a direct flight from Honduras
yep.
to St. Charles.
A legionnaire.
That'll happen. I just wanted to congratulate everybody and say hello to everybody. I'm your biggest fan, maybe the only one in Honduras.
Mm-hmm.
You brighten up my day every day.
Oh, what a nice gesture,
nice.
Cousin Mike. Thank you so much. We appreciate that, Cousin Mike.
Oh,
thank you.
Give it up for Cousin Mike.
Cousin Mike.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cousin Mike. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Jennings, there it is. It's the TMA press conference.
I mean, home run.
When you give the microphone to the Plowhawk and he's... Plowhawk, you can't even keep your eyes open.
I can't believe it's not sponsored.
Look at him. He's just staring at him.
I love the Plowhawk.
How can you not?
He's my favorite person on this planet.
What about Buck Swope? He has like six cameras over there.
Swope. Boy, there's some good-looking ladies here.
Jennings, you got a Bigfoot Fetish Friday coming up.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
What just happened?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn it, why?
Uh-oh, the big... Uh-oh, look who's winning. Big Hurt.
Big Al is here, and he brought security.
Big Hurt.
So Timberfake will not be able to scrap, and it looks like a blow-up doll of some kind.
Flowers.
Can we get a microphone on Big Al? Plowhawk?
Let's hear it for the Beagles.
And his own hot take bell, Doug.
He always comes in looking mad. Are you mad at us for some reason?
Thank you. Bought us hot take bells.
Big Hurt.
Big Hurt. Security. Wonderful to see you, Big Hurt. Keep an eye on Timberfake tonight. That's the one that we got.
I think Al is the only one that brought their own security.
And I think Larry might attack Charlie, so keep an eye on that.
How you doing, Doug?
What do you have, Big Al? What's going on?
Got flowers for Hannah.
Oh, boy.
Hannah. Another reason for Hannah to come up.
Bless her heart.
Big Al is approaching Hannah, and he has flowers for her. Well, you got to have a microphone. Otherwise, we can't hear a damn... Just one for Anna Marie.
Goodness.
That's a great custom jersey.
What does it say?
Beagle Lives Matter.
Perfect. Perfect. I wonder what Travis thinks of that.
Big Al is down.
And he's
on
his knee. He just genuflected to Hannah.
Oh, no, he tried to kiss her.
I mean, I'm 150% in love.
With Big Al?
No. I mean, this... Oh, my goodness.
Big Al's just ponied up next to Anna Marie now after genuflecting to Hannah.
Doug, why do you look so upset?
Well, the show's a little disappointing. No, it's better now that you're here, Al.
What's going on, Al?
Just kicking it with...
Introduce the posse.
I already beat him.
Introduce the posse, will you?
Big Hurt and Dom.
Dom?
Dom. And it's not Frank's kid.
He's from Cali.
So he flew in from California. My cousin flew in from Honduras. Doug, this is a show that people have come from all over the Western Hemisphere. This is Dom.
Hello, Dom. How are you?
Good to see you again, sir. So I'm out at Wildwood. Big Al, why don't you get yourself a drink?
I have met Dom.
How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing well.
This is where he works the dais, Jed.
Welcome to my world, boys and girls, St. Charles County.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's about to make a move on another lane. He's just trying to enjoy some wings.
We love you, brother, and we're so glad you're here.
He's talking to Mike Lee.
Yeah, sometimes we got to be playing
Mike Lee right here, boys and girls.
Woo. How's your golf game, Al?
Oh, I played... What's it called?
Normandy.
No.
Uh-oh.
No, the private
one. Oh, you played Old Hickory today.
Huh?
Old Hickory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 59.
59.
On 9 holes. Ryan Dan's not even showing up. He's so embarrassed.
Dan Attaway, PGA Dan.
PGA Pro Dan Jennings. What'd you shoot?
Hell 59. Of a show we got 59. Here.
59 for 9 dang holes.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's like putting on this table. Tough. They got a championship coming, so they trimmed it way down. I go, this isn't even fun.
What are you talking about? They got a championship coming.
They got some championship coming.
All right. I like the hat, though. Thank you.
Well, it's good to see you, Big Al.
You too.
U.S. Open's at Hickory. Did you know that?
You just kind of stomped in here like a man on a
mission. A memo.
You look fabulous.
Well,
you going
beautiful,
on the air tonight?
Beautiful yes. sport coat. Yeah.
You going on the air tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Take a shot.
I know. I don't need
it. Are you arm wrestling tonight?
Who are you going to arm wrestle?
I already beat that other guy.
Would anybody here like to arm wrestle Big Al? He says he's the champion and can't be defeated.
I don't know that he's ever lost.
I already beat him. Look at that guy. You guys have a good show?
Thank you.
Well,
I played golf.
So far, so good.
You kind of hijacked it.
Oh, no.
Just tonight, or?
I cucked your girl, buddy. I brought her.
Oh, where did that come from?
You banged my girl. That's not my girl.
You got to be careful.
No, it ain't for sure now.
No, I like Carly. Where's Carly at?
Where'd you get Who's that Carly? Shirt?
From a sexy store in Chicago.
Where
hey, Carly,
did you
come
get
here.
Shirt?
Carly. No, just get up. Come here for 1 minute.
Who's Carly?
Denman. Make Carly come up here.
Oh, Carly was on. We were live yesterday.
I found, if me and Hannah have to go on a date, but, like, I like Carly, though.
Now they're booing. What's going on? They're booing Timberfake.
They don't want it.
They want him off the stage.
Yep.
And now Big Al's getting
fake. They hate you worse than me.
Hall of Famer.
Hey, Ryan Kelly.
I'm going to whoop his ass.
Easy. He climbs mountains.
I think next time you just
I'd be producer Joe.
Next time you bring the equipment out and just leave. And just throw
you know,
it out.
You know
and
what I
happens.
Climb?
What?
Oh, now you. Hey, is Mike Lorenz in this place? Where's Mike Lorenz at? Because you know the money we're going to raise for charity with Ryan Kelly, right?
Yes.
You know I'm going to have a stipulation in my contract that I get to fight Mike Lorenz.
Sure.
It's Sex Lewis, man. It's my sex show.
All right. Andy, for the first time, I'm going to request that you pot him down. We're going to take our show back. Doug's focused on taking the country back. I'm taking the show back.
Doug, what do you think of the Cardinals' chances to make the playoffs?
I like their shot.
See, Monster, this is what you thought it was going to be like, right? Yeah. I mean, this is big time radio.
This is what he was doing with Stelton.
Stelton.
All right. So here's what we got going.
What
Iggy's
else?
Got this neuter prude game. Iggy, could you step up to the?
Come on, Iggs. Let's give it up for Iggy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Iggy, the best in the business. Boy, they love Iggy. And he blows kisses to the
number
audience.
Five.
Iggy, could you give? We how many people do we want to have play this? Neuter prude. Give the outline of the game.
What do you
I feel
think?
Like the
three, maybe
three.
All right, three. Okay.
And we have three participants. Come on up. We have the dry erase boards. Give the background of the game.
Yeah, I'll try to do this better. I haven't smoked a bunch of pot with Cheech and Chong, so I'll try to explain this
Perfect.
Better.
Well, you got to pick on me, a plow boy.
All right. I think there's 20 actresses that are on this sheet.
Okay.
You have to tell us, did this girl get nude or not?
Wow.
So it's just nude or non-nude?
Doug,
ever nude. In her career. You're talking about ever.
Sean Mahoney's dead eye is a participant. We have room for two more participants.
Who else wants
Ray
in?
Ray King wants in, I see. I would love to have a female participant.
Here she comes. We got her, Blondo.
Blondo, is that her name?
That's what we're going to call her.
All right. And now Timberfake's back. And this Ray King just knocked over Big Al's blow-up doll. Timberfake is now taking it from behind. So there's a whole lot going on at Hot Shots in St. Charles. All right, Sean Mahoney's Deadeye, Blondo, and Ray King. Iggy, you have the list of the women.
I have the
list.
Are
there men as well in this?
May have to get Big Hurt involved. Yeah, there are men in it.
All right.
Oh, no, there aren't men in the game.
No, this is straight from Mr. Skin.
Right, but there's no guys that got...
No guys.
No.
Ma'am, what's your name? So I don't call you Blondo. Sam? Sam. That's Sam. Jenny.
How you doing, Sam?
We need another mic to aim that.
We need a microphone. There's probably got to be a...
Here, take mine.
Now, Timmy, do you have a sheet?
You need one for
yeah,
all of
and
them.
I got I one. Do. I'm going to have a smoke.
Okay.
All right, I have a sheet as well.
Okay.
Very well planned. I'll let you. Segment.
I'll let you tell them if they're correct or not.
All right, very good. Sam, are you ready? Ray King, are you ready? Sean Mahoney's Deadeye, are you ready? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Nude or Prude with Iggy.
Where's Jay going?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you hear me okay?
It's Sam.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Can you hear me, Sam? Okay.
I can hear you.
First actress, Margot Robbie. Has she ever appeared nude, yes or no?
Who the hell is Margot Robbie?
All right, turn around your answers. Come on, Ray King, pick it up. Ray King says prude. Sam says prude. Sean Mahoney's Deadeye says nude. And Iggy, she has gotten naked.
Damn she it. Has.
So Sean Mahoney's Deadeye is on the board. 1-0-0. And I'm told that 58 minutes and 16 seconds into Wolf of Wall Street, not Wolf of Wash Ave, Chris Denman, she showed bush and breasts. Bush and breasts. That's what my copy says. Bush and breasts.
Yeah.
Sam is in an argument now with Ray King.
I'm sorry, it was Harley Quinn, right?
All right, number Nurse. Two. Melissa Rauch, you may know her best as Bernadette on The Big Bang Theory. Has she ever gotten nude in a movie?
Nude or prude? Nude or prude? All right, Ray King says nude. Sam says prude. Sean Mahoney's Deadeye says prude. And I can tell you that Sean Mahoney's Deadeye is now up 2 because it was prude. Woo! Doug, as you know, she used a body double in the film The Bronze.
I don't know. Sam also gets a point.
Thank you.
Ray King, you're off to it. You're getting shut out, but I know you're going to turn it around. Iggy, what do you have next?
Number three, you best know her from Saturday Night Live, Kristen Wiig. Nude or prude? Kristen Wiig. She was that skinny broad on Saturday Night Live.
Very well-known actress, diminished to that skinny broad on Saturday Night Live on our program. Prude, 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 they all say. But they is not correct. She got naked?
She did in the movie Welcome to Me.
Okay.
1 hour and 4 minutes in. Breast and bush. Although the bush was a merkin.
Doug, the shrubs were a merkin.
What's that mean? Merkin. Like lurking? Did you mean to say lurking?
That's a fake bush, Doug. Oh. Fake shrubs. All right, number four. Very well-known comedian. I think very attractive. Sarah Silverman. Nude or prude?
Nude or prude on Sarah Silverman. Nude or prude? Sean Mahoney's Deadeye says nude. They all say nude, and they're all correct. She's been naked twice. Full frontal, too. 41 minutes in to take this waltz.
How's Sammy doing?
Oh, yeah. You should see the waltz. She was full frontal in the shower.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
Jay, you like Sam?
Yeah, I just want to know how she's doing in the game.
She has two points. Sean Mahoney's Deadeye's in the lead. Ray King just got on the board.
Okay.
And Joe would have been proud because Sarah Silverman had a landing strip.
Something in common then.
All right. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Nude or prude?
Nude or prude on Sarah? What do you think, Doug? Nude or prude on Sarah?
I don't know.
Come on, Doug.
I'd say prude.
Nude from Ray King. And from Sam, unfortunately for them, she has never gotten naked. And Sean Mahoney's Deadeye just picked up a two-game lead.
Wow.
Sean Mahoney's Deadeye, two-game lead.
He sees a lot for a guy with a dead eye.
she used a body double, and Veronica decides to die.
I hate the body double.
Boy, there's a lot of... What
are you pounding on the microphone? You're literally pounding on the microphone. We're hearing all of that. My goodness.
Too big for her head.
How about that microphone? How about that one? Could they use that one?
30 microphones here.
Give them a microphone so maybe we can hear them talk?
The plow hawk could be on the mic responsibility.
Nicely done, Andy.
Thank you. Iggy, do you have anybody else for nude or prude?
I do. Number six.
You got 20 of these?
Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman, nude or prude?
Now, she engaged in lesbianism in the film Black Swan with Mila Kunis.
Yeah, but she stayed clothed. What a tease.
Ray King says prude. Sam says nude.
Nude.
And Sean Mahoney's Deadeye says nude. And the correct answer is nude. Nude. Ray King, this is just not your game. Yeah. Sean Mahoney's Deadeye is phenomenal.
He's good.
What movie?
She showed her butt 8 minutes and 11 seconds into Hotel Cavassier.
Nice. I've stayed there.
All right, you ready?
This is number seven.
Seven.
Number seven, you best know her as Wonder Woman, Linda Carter. Nude or prude?
I wish she was here tonight.
Isn't she around 70?
About that. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
She's pretty close.
Prude from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye. Prude from Sam.
Sammy.
Ray King goes nude.
Ray.
And Ray King has just picked up a very important game.
Way to go, Ray.
Doug, as you know, she got nude in Bobby Joe and the Outlaw. She exposed her breasts 11, 18, 28, and 32 minutes in.
Wow, I missed the show. I missed the presentation.
Are you writing this down,
Doug? You were pressed for time.
Yes. How long did that come
out? Wait, this is creepy to you, Sam? That was creepy. But isn't it kind of hot also a little bit?
Come on.
Isn't it, though?
Just say yes. Just say yes.
I told you it was. Thank you, Sam, for playing along.
Just be dirty.
Doug, Doug just informed me she also showed her breast at 46 minutes, too. So
you forgot that one.
All right, you probably know her best from Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And
you're
Deadwood.
Deadwood, yeah, oh yeah.
Anna Gunn.
I can nude be a little prude. Bigger.
Anna
Walter Gunn.
Walter White's wife
in
Breaking Bad. Ray King says nude.
That was quick by Ray.
Sam says prude.
Sammy.
Sean Mahoney's Deadeye says nude. And Sam, I'm sorry. Sean Mahoney's Deadeye and Ray King are correct because she got naked and nobody's baby. Doug, as you know, her breasts were exposed 42 minutes in.
I didn't see it.
A little disappointing.
Oh, really?
Could have been. I mean, not against anybody, but I like it a little bigger, a little bigger.
How many do you want to go? I got 20. How many
10.
Do you want to
I think
do?
10 is the right 10, number. Okay.
All right, number nine. Reese Witherspoon. Nude or prude?
Top. Nude or prude on Reese Witherspoon?
Top notch.
Sean Mahoney's dead eye is already in. He was in with an insta call.
He's a champion. He's like in the Olympics of this.
Ray King says prude. Sam drew breasts on her answer. Oh, I feel like I should give her an extra point.
I will.
Nude is correct.
Good job, Sammy.
And Sam is correct, and Sean Mahoney's dead eye. Ray King just, this isn't his game. He's got a lot of good games.
Yeah. Disappointing. You got disappointing.
You got two extra points.
Doug is giving extra points.
So now you're just down by one.
I think she should get another point for drawing breasts.
Well, she got two. That's what Doug...
I think she should get just extra points.
If you can draw a vagina, I'll give you 3 points.
Okay. I don't know if that's something we can say. We'll check with Thompson Coburn. But first, question number 10.
This is the one.
This is
it. Question. Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning.
Is that legal?
Nude or prude? Yeah, she's old enough now.
Okay, perfect.
Dakota Fanning.
Sean Mahoney's dead eye said nude. Sam said prude. Ray King said nude, and then he drew breasts.
He drew breasts.
The correct answer is prude. Oh. Sam has tied Sean Mahoney's deadeye.
Playoff.
Ray King, you have been eliminated, but God, you played well, sir. It's now time for a one-game playoff. We go to sudden death, Iggy.
Come on, Sammy.
We may need another one, though. This is the tiebreaker.
Doug, she used a body double in Very Good Girls, as you know.
Lisa Kudrow, best
from
known
Friends?
From Friends. Lisa Kudrow. Nude or prude?
Dutch.
I use that one.
That's a nice play.
This is surprising. They both said nude, and they are wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody could have gone prude and taken home the prize.
Which is what?
Timmy.
Producer Joe.
Doug.
I don't know.
Next up, this is in your wheelhouse.
Timmy, I'm going to skip one, okay?
Oh, you're going to skip
it?
You're just going to skip
Morgan
Fairchild.
No, I skipped one just for you.
Okay.
All right. She is Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend in real life.
Wow, wow, wow.
Olivia Munn.
Well, I'm an Olivia Munn
nude
fan.
Nude or prude?
Man, she fine. Sean Mahoney's dead eye says prude.
Ah.
Sam says nude with an exclamation point. That's because she just shipped. Woo! Nude or prude? We have a female winner.
I had faith, Sammy.
Sean Mahoney's Deadeye with a commanding lead, kind of like the Giants, and then just faltered.
Fell apart.
Down the stretch.
That's disappointing one eye.
What movie?
It was the drawing that really brought her back.
Magic Mike.
The drawing turned it around,
1 minute and 45 seconds in.
The second one, she wasn't in the first one, right?
I guess that's the case,
what
Sam.
What did she show?
Breast, Charlie.
Really?
She showed her breast in Magic Mike.
Sam, why are you here tonight? Could you get on the microphone
again? Yeah, please. Hey, handsome, give her the mic back. Give her the mic back. I'm not going to let her go so quick.
Sam, why are you here this evening? Big fan of the show. Do you text in?
I'm actually not. My boyfriend is. That's the only reason.
Sean Mahoney's Deadeye's your boyfriend?
Right there in the red Cardinals.
There he is. Oh, he looks like a patriot. He looks like he loves America.
I've noticed she has open-toed sandals.
Okay.
Did you really notice?
Jennings.
Yeah, maybe she'd like to win $175 later. Pay for that bar bill.
Are you here to participate in Foot Fetish Friday?
No, wow, you might as well do it.
Wow, wow. Sir, is that a yay or is that a nay? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Come on.
That's a no. Jennings, it's a no. Jennings, it's a no. And now he's being attacked by the audience, Doug.
From what I see from here, she'd do fine.
Boy, just cost you $175.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, you got any tats? Tattoos?
No tattoos.
No tattoos. Good for you.
Hold the mic a little closer.
Does that dude know there's $175 at stake?
I'm sorry. You couldn't. Yeah. No tattoos.
Okay. No, I like that.
You know,
that.
The winner of this gets $175. That's for real.
What do I have to do?
Jay, well, what's
we'll decide that a little later.
Jay has a mild foot fetish.
It's not really even worth discussing.
No. What does he do, though?
Jay, what do you do?
I've never heard the show.
Well, you
what do you? What do you? You like that guy Phillips? Is that your thing? No.
Dave Glover.
I don't like feet myself.
How do you feel about your own feet?
I don't like any feet.
You don't like your own feet?
I get pedicures, that's about it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I suggest that. You, to me, from a distance, now, again, it's from a distance, you look like you got nice feet.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So well, do you want to nice participate gesture. In Foot Fetish Friday?
What is he going to do to my feet?
Well, I mean, I can only answer.
I will not do anything. I will do nothing that you wouldn't want me to do.
It's a great
or
answer.
Allow me to do. Think about it. Have a shot or something.
Can I get a drink? I haven't had a
Yeah, look at you.
At least
take a beer. Like a scotch.
Take a beer.
Talk to, you want a scotch? Any Glen will do.
Yeah, take one of those beers. Yeah.
Scotch.
Jay, do I need to order you some onion rings?
No. But I think we may do hot sauce.
Oh, the hot sauce.
Yeah. I've been feeling a little Mexican lately.
This poor gentleman wants nothing to do with this.
He looks like a nice guy. I won't do nothing.
And he's horrified by the fact that
she's a neat-looking gal, though, for the listener.
It looks like Buck's. Are you periscoping this Swope, or what are you doing?
Yeah. Swope. Guy in the red hat.
Just shutter spooky.
As good
as this show is right now,
right.
Just imagine years later when we analyze
it's on Swope.
On Swope's pitch.
Really, it's really not worth listening now.
Right.
You'd be better off just starting with Swope. Joe.
Oh, you got the boyfriend over.
The boyfriend is here. And your name, sir, is?
Mike.
This is Mike, Doug.
Mike, and you're wearing a shirt that says Springfield Isotopes.
Yes, I have a softball game in about 30 minutes supposed to be at, so that's pretty awesome.
Pardon us for delay.
We'll take care of it.
Right? Sorry.
Don't worry about it. We'll...
Mike, what is your thoughts on Sam participating in a Foot Fetish Friday that's supposedly going to be for the ages?
He's too creepy, man.
Yep. Look at him. He's too creepy.
Wow.
I get that. I get it a little bit. It's a persona.
Now, there's $175 on the line.
That's not guaranteed.
That's right.
She's off to a good start.
What's the third place? $50?
That's correct, Charlie.
What if she was guaranteed 50?
I guarantee her.
What if we guaranteed her?
I could guarantee her 50
on the podium.
$50. Negotiating.
$50 minimum.
I feel like I'm watching Shark Tank.
Not me. The only thing, Charlie.
We'll get her. We'll get her a ride.
Hold on a second. A gentleman just walked up from the audience in a suit and pearled out a lot of cash.
See, now that's prostitution.
No, it's for a charity.
Just for everyone in the house, this is Paul from the Wealthy
Paul. Oh, my God!
Oh, what a reveal.
Oh, my God!
What a reveal.
Damn it, why?
Great to meet you.
I'll give her $60 just to participate. She doesn't have to win.
Oh, my God. Wow. It's a guarantee. This is like an NFL signing bonus. Yeah.
And this is your boyfriend?
That's Mike.
Okay.
Mike.
You need to drop him if he says no, because it's ridiculous. I mean, look
Paul,
at
back to
everyone in the house.
Think of the steak dinner you could have.
Participate.
What's $60, man? What's $60?
She can win $175, my man. I'm just giving her $60.
She can
just
be $235.
$60
Jennings.
Is nothing.
On the table.
I like the way Mike's negotiating this, though. I respect that. You got 60. A three-bet. Always three-bet in position, baby.
$60 is nothing. I almost grabbed the 60.
Some of those stocks have come home to roost.
That's right.
If you're from Wealthy West County, you got more than that.
I'm just disturbed that the boyfriend thinks he can control the situation.
Wow!
It sounds...
Hi, God.
Sounds
Whoa.
Awful.
Whoa.
Swope has a great angle of this, by the way.
Yes, he does, Doug. He has a great shutter spook
for history.
All right, well, think about it for a little bit. Enjoy yourself and think about it, because I think you would definitely be in the running.
That's Sam, boyfriend Mike, and Paul from the wealthy part of West County.
Thank you, Mike.
We had never met Paul from the wealthy part.
No, we haven't.
It's Sam and Paul.
But he fits the bill, doesn't he?
I just want to say hi.
Good to meet you, buddy.
You really seem like a patriot. It's an honor to meet you, Paul.
What's your net worth, Paul? What's your net worth?
We're not going to talk about net worth tonight,
Doug.
Well,
you say the wealthy part. How much did you W-2 in 2015?
Great question, Charlie.
Not going to talk about my money tonight, gentlemen, but I appreciate it.
How many dependents did you claim? How many dependents did you claim in 2015?
Dependents, three.
Okay. Keep an eye on Mike.
Gotcha. Mike,
in fact,
Lee is making
I can't stay all night because I got to take care of the dependents tonight.
You don't sound excited about it.
Unfortunately, I'd love to be here all night.
Yeah, Doug would too, but he's got to get back to
you. Boy,
that's a nice tie.
I should really be going.
I like the tie. That's a good tie.
Yeah, I'm trying. I dressed up for you, Jay.
Thank you very much.
You deserve respect. So.
Well, the whole Ledoux thing.
Absolutely. Ledoux, Horton Watkins.
Horton Watkins.
Paul, it's so nice to see you. So nice to meet you. And thank you for coming here.
I'm excited to meet you all.
Give it up for Paul.
Paul, from the
That's right, Paul. Put your drink down for a minute.
The only reason I really wanted to say hi is I saw Big Al and Timber Fake up here, and they think they're hated. I don't think anybody's more hated than me.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know.
I like it.
Can I do a poll question from the audience? Because I would like to know this. Who would be our candidates? Timberfake, Big Al, and Paul? Who
About
else would
one?
Be hated? Most hated? Anybody else? What's going on?
Where's Bobby Vassell?
Message boarders chiming in.
Yeah, they are.
Bobby Vassell's here? Can I fight Bobby Vassell in a boxing match?
He's in Moberly. All right, I'm going to do a poll. So cheer for whoever you hate the most. Bobby Vassell first. Wow, Doug.
Yeah, a lot of fan pages.
A lot of fan pages.
Doug, fan pager.
Paul from the wealthy part of West County.
He's all right.
You're all right,
Paul. He's
all right.
Paul's
all
right.
Yeah, you're fine. Big Al. And finally, Timberfake. Wow, wow, wow.
It's just
okay,
jealousy.
Okay.
It's jealousy.
But here's the thing, though. If I fought Mike Lorenz, you guys hate him worse than me.
Mike Lee has something to say.
You're, well, oh, because it's Tim Montgomery.
Give him the mic.
The biggest hater in the building.
Mike Lee jumped up.
The biggest hater in the building.
Timberfake.
Coming off
Timberfake.
Major surgery.
Mike Lee has something to say.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
How you like kick his ass?
Oh, my God. Mike Lee went to my Timberfake.
Stop the press.
Unbelievable.
Six sitting in a table.
Right, talking right, out of this crap, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Gotta be careful.
Sea Monster's walking into the editing. Thank God for the shears.
The boxing commission might be listening.
If I could just say.
There's Paul with the mic, and Larry's back up. Yep. He wants a piece of Charlie.
Larry wants the Hall of Fame Dave.
It is really wonderful to put a face to all these names that I've heard about for years.
Yeah, brother,
so I enjoy being here. If anybody wants to meet me at the bar, I'll buy you a drink.
There you go.
How about that? He's throwing the wealth around. He's throwing his wealth around.
Make sure Hannah's got drinks.
Oh, God. He's going to buy anyone a drink.
He's buying the bar. And now the plow cuck. No, that's for Andy Hansen. You got to count. You just can't. You can't violate FCC rules. Doug, that's not acceptable.
No, it's not acceptable.
Now he's touching Doug.
Doug Vaughn tells me it was acceptable. And don't get this close to the mic.
Everybody's on their best behavior. Right. We're on our best behavior now. You have a rose,
I see. You don't want to jeopardize the bout.
You don't want to jeopardize the bout. All right, it's wonderful. All right, why don't we take a break? Charlie, strong first hour.
Good job, Charlie.
Great first hour.
We have TMA trivia coming up. There's some good questions on this. Slam the Rams.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Hot takes on Stanley Steamer and Kevin Demoff. And then Foot Fetish Friday.
Hey, now.
Will Sam participate?
I think she's going to participate.
So? She still doesn't know, so there's a lot of drama, Doug. We'll carry that over into the 8 o'clock hour.
Good
Ladies
tease.
And gentlemen, it is the Ryan Kelly Morning After TMA Live from Hot Shots in St. Charles.